Bellore by Sakan is very far from home. After doing a bit of traveling to Bulgaria, she decided to come to Oklahoma State University when a friend shared her positive experience about the university.
I'm from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. That's the country right in between Russia and China. After high school, I wanted to go somewhere else and try to be a little bit more independent. So I started looking for schools, and then I actually went to Bulgaria for 2 years. And then after then, I wanted to go somewhere else again when I was there. And then I knew a person who went to OSU, and she recommended OSU because she has such a good time here. And I applied, and they accepted, so I came here.
Growing up mostly in a bank environment, Bellore says even from a very young age, she knew she wanted to learn more about finance. She is majoring in international finance with a minor in accounting.
Well, I've always liked working with numbers, which is why I'm an accounting minor. And both my parents work for the Central Bank of Mongolia. So I practically grew up in a bank, and I've always found that feel very fascinating because it's always changing and it is the center of, you know, what drives everything, I think. So I've always knew I wanted to be in finance when I was little.
Already in her second year at OSU, Bellore is very involved with the International Student Organization when she is not busy studying, and she says she is enjoying being there.
So far, it's been great. I really like it here a lot. The people are extremely nice, and this year I'm the vice president of the International Student Organization, and I really like working with ISO just because I get to work with both international students who come to OSU and as well as all the American students and other area clubs as well, and I really like that OSU is very efficient, you know, like there's no confusion about anything. Like, I don't have to go asking different people about certain things. It's just everything, I know where everything is. It's just all very clear. Just from my experiences with my last university and the way things are in Mongolia, I really like that everything has its place. And then I know where to go.
Having a variety of foods to choose from is new for Bellore. She says that and just being in the United States has helped her to flourish as a person.
Very different living alone, away from your parents who've taken care of you all your life. So I think leaving home, I've definitely grown just as a person, caring for myself and become much more independent than when I was back home and much more culturally exposed. Like, the food is definitely different. I mean, Mongolia, most of the food is based on beef. So I'm very used to eating a lot of meat products. Well, I guess it's very good here that there's so many variety of foods, like the vegetables. I haven't been exposed to this many vegetarian dishes ever. And the people are extremely nice. I mean, I think coming to the States, coming to OSU, I think I've learned how to work well with people, different kinds of people from all over the world, because OSU has a very good mix of international people. So I would say that's the biggest experience, I guess.
Bellore will continue her studies and will graduate in 2011. After that, she says she wants to pursue a master's degree, perhaps overseas.
I'd like to keep on studying. I'd like to pursue my master's degree in finance. And they do offer a finance master's degree here in OSU. I think I would like to go somewhere else, maybe in Eastern Europe after I get my undergraduate degree here. And I think OSU, not just OSU, but Oklahoma is a very friendly state. I mean, I'm very happy I came here because I met so many wonderful people. And like Ben said, I think it's very important that you take advantage of the fact that you're surrounded by so many different kinds of people and learn from them.
For more stories about students studying in the United States and to post your comments about a student's profile, visit our website, www.voanews.com. Once you're there, click on American Life, then scroll down to see America's Global College Forum link on the right. And remember, tune in next week to hear another story from an international student here in the United States on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.